be assembled? The typical answer Darwinists come up with is given enough time, matter, and chance, anything can happen. But how much time, matter, and chance are actually available? As early as 1913, the French mathematician Emile Borel argued that a million monkeys typing 10 hours a day would be exceedingly unlikely to reproduce the books in the world's libraries. The universe is very old and enormous, according to Borel, but not old and big enough for something that unlikely. Let's narrow Borel's scope. Instead of focusing on many books, let's consider the works of Shakespeare. Here is the question: how many monkeys and how much time would be required to reproduce one of the works of Shakespeare, or even just a few lines? Work has been done on this question by MIT computational quantum physicist Seth Lloyd. According to Lloyd, in the known physical universe, chance is capable of producing only 400 bits of pre-specified information. This is equivalent to a string of 400 zeros and ones. This amounts to a sequence of 82 ordinary letters and spaces. Therefore, the longest initial segment of Hamlet's soliloquy that the entire universe, given its size and purported multi-billion-year history, could by chance produce, is the following two lines. To be or not to be, that is the question, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer. Clearly, the phenomenon of chance is limited in its ability to explain certain features of the universe. All the chance in the known universe can't randomly type more than two lines of Shakespeare, much less an entire book. If chance, over time, cannot create enough information for two lines of Shakespeare, how could it ever create the complexity of even a single primitive cell? A single cell requires hundreds of thousands of bits of information precisely sequenced in its DNA. So those who deny an intelligent designer have the impossible task of explaining how the information, specified complexity, and even a simple living organism could arise out of the process of chance and time. Life simply requires too much information to occur randomly. For example, the information storage capacity of DNA far surpasses even the most powerful electronic memory systems known today. Molecular biologist Michael Denton notes that for all the different types of organisms that have ever lived, the necessary information in their DNA for the construction of their proteins could be held in a teaspoon, and there would still be room left for all the information in every book ever written. But DNA does not just store...